Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Hei Omud Beis. And we're in the second volume of the Dear Shir Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning, and Mitzvah Hashem will be concluding, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, which deals with a halacha that's not so extant today, and that's workers, and the halacha of workers that were different in those days than nowadays, when workers were not expected to bench the entire benching because of the way things were set up in those days, as we'll see as we go through. And the Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph. Po'alim ha'osim melacha etzel bal habayis. Workers that were working by the owner, by the master, mekatsurim bebirchas hamazon, were entitled to say a shortened version of benching. Why? Kedesh olavato melechas bal habayis. Because they were being paid by the bala boss, and they didn't have the entitlement, the right, to go and do a full benching when there was an alternative that was sanctioned by Chazal, which was a partial benching. We'll explain what this means in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. Ketzad, first the Mechaber says, what are we talking about? Bracha Rishona Kisikna. They would say the first bracha al Hazonas HaKol, the regular bracha of benching. However, the second and third brachas, they would combine. Ushnia, Koseach HaBirchas Aretz, they would begin the second benching with No Delecha, and they would include in it, V'chol HaBonei Yerushalayim, they would include in it the Nusach of the third bracha of benching, which dealt with the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, V'chosein BeBirchas Aretz, and they would end it off with the Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaMazon, and that would be the second and third bracha of benching combined. And furthermore, the Ein Omer Birchas HaTov V'Ametiv Klal. Furthermore, they didn't have to say the fourth bracha of benching, which is with the Rabbanon. That was totally excluded. There wasn't even a mention of that. Now the Mechaber says, under what circumstances are we talking about over here where they could say this shortened version of benching, which basically was a two bracha of benching, the first complete bracha, combined second and third bracha, and then no fourth bracha. Under what circumstances are we talking about? B'medvar mamurim, kishinotlim schar amelachtom milvahasuda. That's when the workers were being paid. Aside from the food that they were given, they were being paid a salary. And therefore, Chazal said they didn't have the right to go and take that salary without fully working for it, and therefore they did a shortened version of the benching because that was the expectation that they would work full-time and they would only be entitled to take off this minimal amount of time to go and bench. However, but if they weren't really being paid a salary, but they were being paid and the, so to say, payment for them was the meal, then in this situation, it would be expected and understood, they would be expected to and allowed to say all four brachas of benching, the three daraisa in the full sense, and the fourth bracha as well. So a full first bracha, full second bracha, full third bracha, and then the bracha v'atov v'meitiv as well. Likewise, the Mechaber says, V'chein im bal habayis meisev imohem. If the bal habayis was eating with them, it was basically understood that he was moichel, he wasn't makbid, and he would allow them to say the full benching. In this situation, even though they were getting a salary, besides the food that they were being given, it was understood that they would be entitled to say all four brachos. Now we'll see inside in the Mishnah Berurah more detail and explanation of this, but the bottom line is today, the assumption is that the Bala Bais is not makbid, and all workers today say all the four brachos of benching, kiragil, the regular way. Now, let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, the after darshin and the Gemara, Mikra, even though we learn out in the Gemara that the bracha Boni Yerushalayim is also bracha deraisa, Shivarech Lashem bebirchas hamazon, al hamazon, v'ala oretz, v'ya Yerushalayim, that you have to say hazonis hakol, you have to say ala oretz, v'ala hamazon, and you have to say a bracha on Yerushalayim. So it seems that we learn out from Psukim that there are three brachos. So how can you mekatzer it? How can you make it into two brachos? According to the understanding that the Mechaber said that we are allowed to break it down into two brachos. Ein rotzu lomar shemin haTorah tzorich lach toma kol echa v'yecha bebracha v'vnei atzma. It is incorrect to assume that what the Gemara is telling us here is that each is a separate full bracha which requires its own pesicha and its own chasima, midaraisa. No, that's not the correct understanding. And the Shaar Etzion in Otz Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Va'afilu im nomar d'minyan hagimu brachos hem deraisa." And if you want to say that the three brachos are deraisa, nevertheless, we call makom miyesh koch biachachon lako dovi min haTorah b'shei v'altase. Even if you want to say that, it still would be that the rabbis have the right to tell you not to do it. Kenu l'das hatosus. And this is Tosa's opinion. However, Abu Harbi Rishonim ain't so from Cain. Many Rishonim argue with this, and they don't hold like we're suggesting here, according to Tosos, that the Nusach is the Araisa, the beginning and the end, but they hold no, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah right now, that that's not the case. And what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Ela midoraisa daikish yevarach al shloshtem bevarach achas. Yes, there is this concept over here that you have to include Hazonis HaKol, Alorot Shal HaMazon, and Boni Yerushalayim in the benching. That's Doraisa. But the all three can be included in one bracha midoraisa. And it's only achter Rabbanon tiknu lachtom bevracha al kol echad v'yechad. It's only the rabbis that instituted each one be a separate bracha. So benching is Doraisa. These three concepts are Doraisa. But it's rabbinical that you have to say them in three separate brachos. And therefore, ubepoalim, by workers, mishum bitul melacha, because they're taken away from the work if they would say this extra longer version of the benching. So the rabbi said, tiknu shirak hazon yivarech b'vnei atzma. The rabbis sanctioned over here saying just the first bracha by itself. However, avol birchas ha'aretz ubin Yerushalayim, the second and third bracha, they permitted them to be combined together as one. Why? Kivin shadomo zulazu, they have certain similarity between them. Yichleim bracha achas, they can be combined into one bracha. And this is based upon the Magen Avraham, the Bir Devei Rashi. The Magen Avraham explains this as a result of the way he understood Rashi. And the Chen Kasu Od HaBei Achronim Ladina. And this is the way many other Achronim understand this as well, Halacha Lamaisa. Now, the issue footer number one brings down another reason brought down by the Bach. Shekivin Shabracha Rishon Nechta Rebeferish Bepasuk. The first bracha of benching is specifically stated in the Pasuk, as Chazal darshaned out in the Gemara in Brachos, Uberachta Zubir Chasazon. When it says Vechalta Visavata Uberachta, that's a reference to bracha of Hazon HaSakol. And therefore, Tiknu Shabracha Zuyiv Rechen Rebeatzma. That's why even in our situation, the rabbi said, that bracha still has to be by itself. As opposed to the bracha of Al Arz Al Amazon and Boni Yerushalayim, they're combined together, according to this, because it says in the Pasuk, Al Arz HaTova Asher Nosan Loch, and the Gemara explains, Sha Arez, that's a reference to Birchas Arez, and HaTova, that's learned out from Har HaTova Zev Yehalavanon, therefore these two brachos can be combined together. The issue for number two further adds, and we conclude it with the bracha with just Al Ha'aretz, the Al HaMazon, and not with Boni Yerushalayim, at all mentioned. Why is that? So he brings down from the Levush, because the bracha of Aretz is Beferish written down, whereas the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim is learned out indirectly from the Pasuk where it says, Ha'har HaTov HaZev HaHal Vanon, and therefore it's only alluded to, and therefore when you conclude the Chasima of this new bracha that the rabbis allow over here on this extenuating circumstance where the worker is going to be allowed to say the shortened bracha, so he says just the chasima of Al Ha'aretz, he doesn't say the chasima of Bonei Yerushalayim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Bey says that the Mechaber explained, and the fourth bracha you don't say at all, klal. Why is that? Shazu eino kima the Rabbanim b'alma. Everybody agrees that the fourth bracha, Tova Meitiv, is certainly a bracha de Rabbanim. The akrua eitz apolim, and the rabbis never instituted, they uprooted it in this situation where the person is a paid worker, and it's going to cause a loss to the owner if the worker says this longer bracha. Bein shemavarachim biasman, and this is true whether they're benching it to themselves. Bein sheshomim piacher hamezamin mavarach bechasamozon kisikuna, or whether they're actually being yotzi with shomei akona by listening to somebody else. In both situations, hare ehim omdim lemlachton kishechosin bechashulayim. They're allowed to get up and go and continue their work without saying the fourth bracha of benching, whether they say it themselves or whether being yotzi with listening to someone else. What about Zimun, if three of them are reading together? Uleinyan birchas ha-Zimun, im mechuyavim po'alim mekach olo, are the workers mechuyav in the extra bracha called birchas ha-Zimun, rabosai nevorech. So yesh deos ben achronim. This is actually a machlokus amongst the achronim. And the Shar HaTzion in Oz Beis, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you look in the Chemed Moshe, who brings down from Rashi over here, this the teretz of Rav Nachman, muchach de shehem shlosha, mezamnim afilu b'nei v'atzim. He says that if there are three, they do have to go and make the zimun by themselves. However, according to Tosos, the name of the Rif, lo muchach, it's not clear that they have to do so. So this is a smachlokis. Do they or do they not have to do so? And dear Shufutin number 6, Paskins halacha lemaisa, that the reasoning is explained by the Aruch HaShulchan, shenira shebirchas hazimun hu minat Torah. According to this, if birchas hazimun is minat Torah, so they would have to go and make this bracha, even in the situation where they are working for someone else. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says this is a machlokis over here, and he says yesh deos ben achronim. There are different opinions, as we just alluded to. Ulefi mashakos of b'sif beis. However, we don't have to come to a conclusion over here because, as we'll see in a moment in sif beis, which I've already mentioned, lo nafka mina midi l'didon. Nowadays, since we don't follow this entire law of sif aleph, it doesn't make any difference because the bevadai chayovim. Nowadays, everybody's obligated to say all four brachos of the benching. However, if a person is eating with other people and he finishes before them, so then this din still applies. Then he can't wait there until they're ready to finish benching and then bench bezimun. That he can't do even nowadays. Because in this situation, the Bechagon Zeh, the Vadai Balabais Makbid, even though they're not Makbid about allowing their workers to say all four brachos of the benching nowadays, they are Makbid to have the first person wait until the other two are done to bench Zimun. That they are Makbid on. As we'll see, V'ayin Lekam and B'Simin Reish, as we'll learn this when we learn further halachos of benching in Simin Reish. And the Morgan of Ram over there in Sif Cotton Beis. Now, there are a couple of Dirshu footnotes we want to catch up on as well. Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down. We have the same halach in regards to tefillah. Shav shemiikra din yesh lepalim lespala rak tefillas havineinu. Even though, like the din of benching, we have a similar din when a person is a pole for somebody else. So he should technically say a shortened version of Shmona Esrei, havineinu, and not the entire Shmona Esrei or the 18/19 brachos. However, nowadays, again, ha'idna ein makpidim b'kach, the typical balabas no longer is makpid on this, and therefore when he hires out workers, he's allowing them to say the entire Shmona Esrei. And the reasoning is, since people aren't makbid, the extra few seconds, the minute or two that it will take, they're not makbid nowadays, so therefore, that's the presumption. And even if a person says, I am makbid, so the Yoruch HaShulchan says, we don't listen to him. Furthermore, he writes, afilum yiskor balabayis es apoalim bitnai sheikatsu betfila ubevechas amazon ein shomalo. Even if this is written into the contract that they're not allowed to go and say the full benching or the full Shmona Esrei, we still don't listen to them. Shekivat shekuli alma ein noagim kein, because nobody normally is makbid on this. So even if they write it in, choshev adav kilu kiblu aleim davar zelechova, it's as if everybody's already accepted upon themselves, and therefore they don't have the right as an individual to exclude themselves from the tzibur. And since everybody in the community allows people to bench the entire benching and to say the entire Shmona Esrei, they don't have the right, even contractually they put it in there, they don't have the right to stop the workers from saying the full benching. However, in regards to the workers wanting to go daven with a minyan, it will take a lot more time. In this situation, the Mishnah Brewer, we've already brought down in Simon Kuf Yud, brought down the Lechem Chamudos, Shehitir Lehem, that did give the workers permission to go and daven with a minyan. However, the Morgan of Rome says that's only in a place that the Bali Batim over here are not makbid. But if the Bala Bayis is makbid on this, and then already there may be room to argue that the workers don't have the right to leave and go to a minyan, because that will take a tremendously longer period of time. Dishu footnote number 5 brings down she'echot she'siyim achiloso ein tzorch lahamtin l'shnayim acherim ad she'yisayimu achilosom. We said that we can't insist that the first person be allowed to wait till the other two people that are eating with him have finished, and then he'll do zimun with them, but no, he should go bench by himself. That's because the chiyuv to bench zimun only occurs at the conclusion of the eating. And therefore he can't insist that he wants to wait till they're done because the chiyuv hasn't yet set in. However, this is not like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that one does have to wait over here for the other two. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there brought down and they hold, in fact, like the Shulchan Aruch. But if it is under financial pressure over here, then everyone would agree that the first person doesn't have to wait till the other two conclude, and he would be allowed to bench by himself and go back to work. And certainly, if the Balabais is makbid on this, we can certainly rely upon the lenient opinion here of the Mogen of Ram and not make the person wait till the other two are done and they will bench bezimun, but the first person can go lechatchila and go and bench by himself and go back to work. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Gimel writes, when they're getting paid, this din applies that the Mechaber was talking about. And they have to go back to their work, and therefore they're not allowed to go and make the full benching. Sivkot and Dalit, if the owner is sitting with them, the Balabais is sitting with them, then he certainly is not makbid. The Mistama Mochalem, he's willing, like it for himself, he's willing to sit there with them and say the whole benching, so he's allowing them to say the whole benching as well. Now we go to Sif Beis, and this we already alluded to in the Mishnah Berurah, and this is a game changer, and it basically throws out Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber says, nowadays, V'yidna, and he brings us down the name of the Hagos Maimonios, nowadays, Li'olam Mevarchim Chalabra Brachos, all workers go and say all four brachos. We don't do the shortened second and third bracha into one bracha, and we don't totally disregard the fourth bracha. But in fact, we say all four brachas of benching. Why? She'ein derech b'nei adam achshuv l'hakbid b'kach. Because no owner, no balabais is going to be so strict and stringent that he's going to insist that his workers only bench the two brachas of benching, the first bracha in its entirety, and the combined second and third, and no fourth bracha. And the fall position is, even as we pointed out, even if the owner says, no, I'm not holding from that default position, no, the default position is that everybody nowadays allows their workers to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei is we brought down, and here we're dealing with the entire benching. All workers are allowed, and therefore all workers are mechuyev to say the entire benching. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Asu lasos melacha ba'odo mevarech. A person is totally forbidden when he's benching to do any sort of work. The Ramah adds, and this is something we've already learned in the end of Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain what he's talking about. So now let's look in Sif Katan Hey in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Asu lasos melacha, you're not allowed to do any sort of melacha while you bench, because then your benching looks like it's something that's unimportant. It's something that I got to do this right now and I'll quickly take care of it, and it's a happenstance that I have to do this. It's not something that's important. And therefore, afilu tash mishkal asu lasos, a person is not allowed to do anything while he's benching, even this light work. How do we define light work? So Dir Shifut number 7 brings down from the Ben Ishchai. He gives examples of what's considered light work. For example, to dry your hands, you're not allowed to do that during benching. Whereas you might be allowed to do that during Alan Tilas Yadayim to dry your hands, because that's part of the bracha, and similar when you're washing your hands and drying your hands after Ashi Yotzar, so that may be part of the bracha, but during benching, you shouldn't be drying your hands. You shouldn't be getting dressed. Lovesh Mavushev, don't put on your jacket when you're getting bench, when you're saying benching. Don't lift something up. Don't make signals with your hands or with your eyes or with your mouth while you're benching, or even signaling with your fingers. Nothing. That's all called light work, and that's all forbidden. The Kaf HaChaim brings down. Likewise, you shouldn't go and take the dishes off the table while you're benching. Bishas habrocha yu yodav asuros. You shouldn't do anything with your hands. They should be, so to say, tied up, and your eyes should be closed or looking inside the bencher or the sitter to bench. That's the proper thing. I always mentioned that the Yetzer Hara has a tremendous effect on people. All of a sudden, people that never would lift a finger to go wash and dry the dishes or to clear the table, all of a sudden during benching, everybody wants to be a big helper. Footnote number 7 continues, and he says, a person should be sitting down b'shas habracha, or is it permissible to walk around? So we brought it down already. In regards to Tfilas Aderach, Shem Efsho Yamo Milelech Yishomrena, a person shouldn't be walking when he says Tfilas Aderach. And in regards to benching, it also says, Sorech Leishev Kidesh Yucha L'chavin Yosa. You can daven with a lot more kavana when you're sitting down and concentrating, so you shouldn't move about during the benching. Similarly, the halach is, during an Al HaMichyo, a Brocha Achsmein Shalosh, a person should ideally be sitting down and not moving about. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says this will also allow you to bench better, so it's certainly preferable to do. The Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaschu Be'odu Mevarach in the Bir Halacha says, Mikol Makum B'diyevet, Kishaberach Shoya Asuk Yotze. If you did do something and you benched, you are Yotze. And this is no different or no worse than if a person was Shikur, which we allow the benching to take effect. So if you did work during the benching, that also B'diyevet is acceptable. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ve'en Tzorech Lo Mashal Yasa B'dover Shetzorech Losim Libo Elav. You certainly shouldn't do something that requires attention. Then he brings down from the during the benching. Then he brings down from the Kaz, with Kaz of a Taz, Sheish Lizor Shalola Ayin, Afilu B'divrei Torah. You shouldn't even look in the Torah work, B'shashim Avarach B'echaz a Muslim, because that will take your mind off the benching, which is, even though you're learning Torah, you certainly shouldn't take your mind off the benching. Because that makes the benching seem unimportant to you. It just happened to do, it happens to be here, and not that that's the ikker thing that you want to do. This isn't only burning birchas hamazon. The same thing applies. If a person's davening, he shouldn't be learning. So if you're involved in another bracha, you shouldn't be learning, and certainly not doing anything else. And this is included in the dictum, v'imtelchu imi keri. Person shouldn't do things out of rote and habit, and just happens to be that this mitzvah is up there right now, but he should stop and not do anything else and fully concentrate on this wonderful mitzvah that he has the opportunity to do. Finally, Sivkat and Vav, the Ramah said, go look in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, we learned this already, so Mishnah Berurah brings down, Ella, the Shah Mayrish Mikodim, Hiskal Bimlacha, the Kan Mayrish Mikodim, Hiskal Avarech, Vihihi. So it doesn't make any difference whether you were doing work and then you decided to bench, or you were benching and then you decided to do the work. The bottom line is it's the same thing. Person should stop whatever they're doing when they're benching and shouldn't start doing something while they're benching. They should give the appropriate, proper attention to the benching. This concludes this important siman and today's share.